Okay, so we're going to look at questions for the children's talks for this term. Some questions and answers, and we're going to learn the questions and we're going to learn the answers. And they're questions and answers that teach us all about God and God's truth. Last week we thought about the fact that all of God's truth comes from where? Comes from our heads? Comes from the sky? Comes from our computers? Where does it come from? All of God's truth comes from a book called?
The Bible.
All of God's truth comes from the Bible. So that's what we're going to think about, all of God's truth that comes from the Bible. So here's a question. Who made you? And the answer is, if you can read it, God made, we're going to say it all together, God made me. Do you want to say it? God made me. And then the next question is, what else did God make? And the answer is, God made all things. Do you want to say it with me? God made all things. Third question, why did God make you and all things? And the answer is, for his own glory. You want to say it with me? For his own glory. Right, go back to the beginning again. So, this side is going to ask the question, okay? And this side's going to give the answer. Now, do you want the slides up or do you want the slides not up? You want them up. Okay, we'll do them up for one. Okay. Right. So this side, you've got to ask the question. And this side, children and adults, you've got to give the answer. So, when you're ready, this side, who?
Who
Brilliant. Okay, I think we need to do that the other way around, but without it up in front of us. I'll tell you what, all the adults this time can ask the question, and then all the children can give the answer. How's that? So anybody who's a child under the age of 10, 11, 12, 15, I don't know, can, anyone who thinks themselves a child can give the answer. Anyone who thinks themselves as an adult can give the questions. So, okay, I'll go with the adults, because I got confused last time. Right, here we go. Who made you?
God made me.
What else did God make?
God made all.
Why did God make you and all things? Brilliant. Very good. Well done. And with everybody, except for the creche, we're going to try and think about what that means, that God made us for his glory. Now we're going to sing a song about God being big and strong and glorious. My God is so big, so strong, and so mighty. There's nothing my God cannot do. I just want us to think for a few moments about two things, and the first is this. All creation gives glory to God. All creation, all of creation, gives glory to God. Here's a verse from a psalm, the book of Songs in the Bible. Psalm 19, verse 1 says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies announce what his hands have made." The heavens declare, tell us, the glory of God. The things we see tell us that God is glorious. And sometimes when we say the word glory, we mean something like bright and shining and pure and beautiful, like the sun or like a firework display or a really beautiful dress or a perfectly engineered Ferrari or something like that. Something really good. We might say it's the spectacle of it, the way it looks is beautiful. So sometimes we use the word glory like that. That's something that's glorious. And sometimes we think about the fact that something is just very good. So it may not be bright and shining, but it's just very good and perfect and wonderful, and we really admire it. So, all of creation, everything that God has made, says something about the brightness of God, but also about the fact that God is very, very good and great and powerful and wonderful and really intelligent. And the whole world helps us with that. The whole world's a bit like a mirror. See this little boy, I think it's a little boy, who's looking in a mirror. And what does he see in the mirror? Yes? He sees himself. He sees himself in the mirror. He's looking back at himself. And the whole of the creation, where we live, the earth, and where we don't live, the whole universe, all of it's like a big mirror that reflects back a bit of what God looks like and what God is like. It's not a perfect mirror, but it reflects back and shows us something about what God is like. What's anyone's favourite animal? Anyone got a favourite animal? Yes?
Elephant.
Elephant. I haven't got a picture of an elephant, sorry. What was your favourite animal?
Tiger.
Tiger. Okay. Anyone else? Yes?
Dog.
Dog. Nice one. What's your dog called?
Rosie.
Well, all the animals, and all the other beautiful things in the world show us that God is glorious. So when we see a beautiful sunset, it tells us God is glorious and God is wonderful. But also when we see animals like this, what's that on there? It's a lion, isn't it? And it's a lion and a sunset together. So it's telling us twice that God is really glorious and really great and really wonderful. It tells you that God is big and powerful and clever and brilliant. And when we see scary things like... Sorry, Ben, stop working. Don't know why. Thank you. When we see beautiful things like mountains, or when we see scary things like the sea smashing against the rocks, all those things teach us that God is very, very great and powerful and clever and brilliant. The whole world praises God. The whole world honours him just by being there. Do you know what? Every day when you walk around, whether you believe in God or not, you can't help but say, God is glorious. You know all those people in the world who don't believe in God? Unfortunately for them, every day they're saying, wow, God is amazing. They're not saying it in their hearts. We'll think about that in a minute. But just by being there, they're saying God is very great. Every time they think a thought with their brains, they're saying God is good. Every time they use their muscles, they're saying God is very good and glorious. Every time their eyes work for people who can see, they're saying God is glorious. This is an amazing God who has made an amazing creation and has made people who are the most intricate and complicated and well-made things on the whole earth. God is very, very, very great and glorious. We are a walking, talking testimony to the glory of God. So, we're thinking about giving God glory. And the first thing we thought is that all creation gives glory to God. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the skies announce what his hands have made. And now we're going to sing a song about that. Let's just remind you of the questions. What were the questions? First question was, children want to tell me? Nice and loud, all of you. Who? Oh, come on. Who made you? And the answer was? God made me. It will get in your heads. What else did God make, children? How can you forget so quickly? It's because all the little children have gone. All the little children remembered. Probably because all the older children are trying to be too cool to answer. Okay, so God made me. What else did God make? God made all things. Why did God make me and all things? For his own glory. So God made me and all things for his own glory. So all creation gives glory to God and says God is great. And we should give glory to God. Or we might say glorify God. There's a verse in the Bible that says, it's talking about the new heavens and the new earth. And it's talking about those in heaven who are worshipping God. And they are saying these words: "You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, because you made all things. Everything existed and was made because you wanted it." Anyone ever run in a race? Anyone ever done a running race? Yes? And who gets the prize in the running race normally? Yes? The winner normally gets the prize, don't they? So there's some strange people running. And has anyone seen a sort of competition like that for the strongest man? Do they still have the strongest man on television? Yeah, I think after I left the competition, I think it sort of went off main sort of terrestrial television. No one was interested anymore. Well, there's someone lifting something very heavy. What are they lifting? He's lifting. Yes? Who hasn't answered a question? You want this room? Okay.
Tires,
yeah. Which, probably, they're heavy. I mean, I suppose most of us blokes could lift one tire off a wheel, although it is a little bit tricky, isn't it, when we have to change a tire. But these are probably very heavy tires. They're big tires, and maybe they're filled with water or something to make them specially heavy. So he's a very strong man. And of course, if you're in a strongman competition, the winner is the weakest man or the strongest man? The strongest man, yeah, the strongest man wins. Who's that a picture of? Yes? The Queen. She's not quite so exciting as Prince William and the other one. What's the other one called? Kate Middleton, that's it. She's changed her name though, hasn't she? She's Kate something else. Kate, what? Kate, Duchess of Cambridge. It's a bit of a surname, isn't it? Well, if you saw the Queen, or probably if you saw William and Kate, what do you think you would want to do? Unless you're a kind of Republican, like some of these guys over here might be, one or two of them, might want to throw tomatoes. But most people, I think probably even the Republicans, what would they want to do when they saw the Queen? Would you want to thump her in the face? Not many people. Would you maybe take a bow or do a curtsy? Can any of you children do a curtsy? I can't. Don't know. Don't know how you'd do a curtsy, but you'd want to show respect, wouldn't you? I think even me, who's not amazingly into the monarchy, I think it's an all right thing, but I think I would want to bow and to show some respect. I'd have to practice bowing because that looked a bit silly, didn't it? But somehow I'd want to show my respect and to speak very politely and to give them honour. And that question about God, why did God make me and all things for his glory, makes us think about the fact that not just everything says God is glorious, but we need to choose to say God is glorious. Glorious, and to give him honour. Like the winner of a race, it's the winner who gets the medal. Or like in a strongest man competition, it's the strongest man who gets the reward. And like when we meet the Queen, we want to show them respect. So to God, we want to give God reward, we want to give God honour, we want to give God respect, we want to say he's the strongest, he's the greatest, he's the most powerful. And that question helps us think about that. We need to give God all the glory. And actually, it's why we were made. It's not just a good thing to do. It would be good if we gave God glory. Actually, that question makes us think it's your whole purpose of being. Children, adults, why do you live? What is the purpose of your life? What is the meaning of your life? Why are you here on earth? Some people, even Christians, might tell you, well, it's to find fulfillment and to be really happy and to know who I am and to know what I'm doing and to do lots of good stuff and then to die happy. Some people might say that. God says, you're here for my glory, and you need to think about that, and you need to say things to show that, and you need to do things to show that. Because that's the purpose of your life. Why are we here? We're here for the glory of God. And there are many times in the Bible where people pray that God would get the glory. So here, in a letter that Paul wrote, here's a few words. Yes, God made all things, and everything continues through him and for him. To him be the glory forever. Paul says, I want everybody to give God the honor for making the world, for sustaining the world, for owning the world. I want him to get the honor. That's what I want. That's what he's praying. And then at the end of his letter, he says, to the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. So we want to give God the glory. That's the good thing to do. And the way we give God the glory is by honoring Jesus Christ. See what that says? To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. The way we do best to honor and to glorify and to give God the respect he deserves is by honoring Jesus Christ. It's what Jesus himself said, if you honor me, you're honoring God the Father. So we've been thinking about lots of times in the book of John as we've been working through it together. When you honor Jesus, you honor God. So if you want to give glory to God, you need to give glory to Jesus. And that's saying Jesus is the greatest one. Jesus is the perfect one. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus should rule my life. He's the best. He deserves all my praise and worship and love and devotion and service. And you know what's also wonderful about Jesus? We give glory and honor Jesus, and in that way we honor God. That's one thing. But the other wonderful thing about Jesus is, for all the failure to honor God, for all our failure to glorify God, for all the days when we said, I want the prize and I'm living for me, for all those times, Jesus perfectly honored and gave glory to God. Jesus was wonderful because, you know, at the very same time, he was showing us God's glory by who he was. And at the same time as that, he was giving God the Father the glory and the honor. All at the same time. He was honoring God. He was perfectly obeying God. He was respecting God the Father every day of his life. And at the same time, he was showing us the glory and the wonder of God by all the things he did and all the things he said. So we need to honor Jesus. We need to respect Jesus. We need to serve Jesus. And we need to trust Jesus to make up for all our faults. So we're made to glorify God, and we need to choose to do that. So let's just do the questions one more time, and then we'll think of just a couple of other things. So we'll do it without any screens or anything at all. I'll ask the questions, you give the answers. Who made you?
God made me.
What else did God make?
God made.
Why did God make you and all things?
God made.
for his own glory. Why did God make you in all things?
For his own glory.
So the whole creation glorifies God, and we need to choose to glorify God, and we glorify God best by putting our trust in Jesus and by honouring Jesus. You know, it's a really humbling thing to do that, to realise that we're not the centre of the universe. Maybe you thought you were, or maybe you thought you were the centre of your universe, and that everyone else had their own little universe that they were the centre of. But what we read in the Bible is that you were made for God's glory. And it's humbling to admit that, but you know, it's the best thing to admit that. Can you actually carry the weight of the honour? Just think about anyone who wins anything ever. You know, eventually they stop being that winner. They might still hold a world record or something, but they can't bear the weight of it forever, and they're not perfectly good and honourable in everything they ever do. But when we realise we live for the glory of God, it actually sets us free from thinking somehow we've got to achieve, otherwise we're nothing. We have a purpose, we have a destiny, which is to glorify God by putting our trust in Jesus. And you know, it's the essence of sin. It's like the fundamental thing about sin is saying, I don't want to give God the glory. I don't want to be made for his glory. I hate the fact that I'm giving him glory just by walking around. And I don't want to say anything that gives him the honour. That's what sin begins with, saying, I don't want to give God the glory. And wanting to give God the glory, it should shape lots of things that we do. It shapes our worship. Why do we together worship God? And how do we together worship God? We need to worship God for the glory of God. We need to think about what that means. But at the very least, we sing enthusiastically from the heart and we give all the glory to God. And we think, I want to sing words well to one another, to encourage them, but all with this overall purpose that in the end, God will be glorified. That's how we want to worship together. That's why we want to worship together. Why do you come to a meeting? Is it because, well, you get something interesting? Why do you not come to a meeting? Because you might not be interested. Well, think about the glory of God. How will God best be glorified when you show up on a Sunday morning or Sunday evening? How will he best be glorified? By how you look, by how you sound, by how you speak, how will that best glorify God? And of course it shapes how we tell people about Jesus, doesn't it? That we tell people about Jesus. We don't say, I've got a solution that will make you feel completely fulfilled and happy. We say, I've got something that will take you to what you're meant to be. It will show you why you are here and why you live. You live for the glory of God. And what we do in evangelism, what we do in telling people about Jesus, is point them to Jesus and say, if you honour Jesus, then you will give glory to God and you will ultimately be perfectly happy. So it shapes everything we do. God made us. God made all things. They're all made for the glory of God. So we're going to sing a song to close. To God be the glory. Great things he has done.